oftentimes we take them for granted. And we don't want to see them in our rearview mirrors because their lights might be flashing and they may be targeting us for a ticket. Do you slow down? Do you sit up taller in your car when you see the officer sitting beside the road? Have you ever had to call them in an emergency? What do they do? How do they live? What's their family life like? And I'm speaking of our first responders, whether it's somebody in EMT or fire department or maybe a police force. Joining us now from 10-4 Ministries, all spelled out, 10-4 Ministries, is Officer Travis Yates. Officer Yates, thanks for being a guest on the Watch Up Radio program.
Thanks for having us, sir.
How long have you been a police officer?
I've been a Tulsa police officer for 17 years, coming up in May. I'm currently at the rank of captain here at this agency.
Now, have you worked for other forces?
No, sir. I did a brief internship with the Fort Smith, Arkansas Police Department. My father retired there as a captain back in 1999, and as a sophomore in college, I worked there for a year, and that's where I fell in love with law enforcement and went on, got my degree. My father said, listen, you can be a policeman if you want, but you're going to get a degree. So I got my degree, and once I got my degree, he said, fine that you got your degree, but you have to go to an agency that takes degrees. And so at the time, 1993, one of the very few agencies in the country that required a bachelor's degree was the Tulsa Police Department. Didn't know a lot about it, but it was kind of a mandate from my father, and I applied at Tulsa, and I've been here ever since.
And you've had good days and bad days.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Friends, with 10-4 Ministries, a chaplain and fellow officer in California wrote a book, Take Up the Shield. It's comparing the uniform of the police officer to the armor of God. And in the back of this little book, and I did a review of it with Tony Miano, the chaplain author, years and years ago. But in the back of the book, it had a website for 10-4 Ministries. And this past weekend, my youngest daughter sent me an email. And she said, Dad, do you have any extra copies of Take Up the Shield? And her husband is an officer with the University of Alabama. He's on the main campus in Tuscaloosa. And if you've been reading the news or listening to the news, they had that tragic shooting at the University of Alabama on their Huntsville campus, where allegedly the professor shot six fellow professors, killed three of them, allegedly. Tony is one of the ministries of your organization, 10-4 Ministries. Is one of your outreach ministries to help officers deal with situations like what my son-in-law is facing right now?
Yes, of course. Tony was a Los Angeles County deputy, and he founded this ministry in 2002. And he has gone on to go to work for Living Waters, which is an evangelistic outreach ministry to equip others to reach the lost. And I became involved with Tony really about the time he was writing the book you mentioned, Take Up the Shield, back in 2004. He was finishing up that book, and I guess you could say I was seeking. I was on the internet looking around at Christian ministries. I'd felt sort of tugged to get involved with police ministry, and at the time, Tony's ministry was really one of the few I found on the internet, and I just reached out to him. And that led into a friendship, friendships that exist today. It led into being involved in a project that is distributing Take Up the Shield all over the world. It led to me serving on the board of 10-4 Ministries, and ultimately it led in January of 2008, Tony asking me to take over as the director of the ministry. And that really is the focus of the ministry. I guess if I could tell you in one short sentence what's the mission of our ministry, it's this. It's taking the gospel to first responders around the world. And we do that in a variety of means. But ultimately, by doing that, we also are here to equip others that face the challenges each day that are unique to the first responder world and are especially unique to law enforcement. And what happened in Alabama may seem like a one-day incident, but I can guarantee you to the first responders that responded to that and the victims and the students, that's a lifelong experience that they will be dealing with. And that is one thing we do. We counsel people. We actually have a 24-hour toll-free counseling line where we use a Christian counselor and a retired law enforcement officer that will, it's totally free. They will counsel people about incidents like happened in Alabama. They will counsel about marriage, all sort of things. And that's, and obviously the gospel is our focus, but part of the gospel is helping others.
Well, Jesus just preached himself and his Father. No, he fed them.
Right.
He healed them. He raised them from the dead. He cried with them. He shared tears when they hurt. So the 10-4 ministries is designed to not only help spiritually, but physically. Now, if somebody's listening, and we're going to post this on our website at terrylowry.com, if an officer really needs just to talk to somebody, whether it's at 2 o'clock in the morning or 2 in the afternoon, what's that toll-free number?
Toll-free number is 1-888-712-4395. And that's our counseling hotline, but that will get you to our ministry as well in general. And we're here. We're here for pretty much any need. Email is a great way to reach us. Many, many people reach us on email, and that's info@104ministries.org. A lot of people, especially in the first responder communities, that is their main means of communication simply because of schedules. People can read and respond as time permits. But we are here on the phone on a minute's notice if anybody needs help with that. And, you know, it's important you mention what Jesus did, and Jesus did help. And obviously, we don't even have all the documented miracles, in the Bible. It talks about throughout the New Testament how he did many, many miracles, and not all of them are documented. And so, helping others is an integral part of what we do, and it leads so many people into what our primary mission is, which is the gospel. And law enforcement in particular are very suspicious about organized religion. And we really make a distinction. We're not an organized religion. We're not here asking for money. We're not here to sign you up for a church. We're here to present Jesus Christ to people. We're here to carry out his great commission, and specifically into the first responder community. And we ask everybody to pray for us in doing that.
And friends, oftentimes that first responder needs to talk. They need somebody to talk to, but they're afraid. They can just call that toll-free number, 888-712-4395. Take up the shield is one of their focuses of 10-4 Ministries, and that's T-E-N-F-O-U-R, all spelled out, 10-4ministries.org. We're going to take a break and come back. I've got some rather personal questions to ask Officer Yates, and then maybe in another segment we'll talk about a great project they do. They provide the vests for officers who can't afford one. They save lives. 10-4 Ministries, 10-4ministries.org. You can email them info@10-4ministries.org. Toll free 888-712-4395. We'll take a break and be right back with Officer Travis Yates. Take up the shield puts their lives in danger. When a first responder puts on that shield, whether it's a EMT or a fireman or a policeman, when they put on that badge, they put their life in risk to help save others. Maybe that's you. Friends, here in Texas, we suffered through the massacre in Killeen. My son-in-law is a police officer with the University of Alabama. And when I heard of a shooting at the University of Alabama, my heart stopped. Is it wrong for me as a father-in-law to go, whew, when I heard that the shooting was on the University of Alabama Huntsville campus and not where he works? For the spouses of the first responders listening, when that phone rings during the day unexpectedly or at night and your spouse is at work, does your heart still stop? Are you afraid to answer the phone? Friends, our church has many couples where one or both are police officers or firemen. This segment is for you. With us still is Officer Travis Yates with 10-4 Ministries, T-E-N-F-O-U-R, Ministries, 10-4ministries.org. Officer Yates, welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
In that first segment, you mentioned that you've been an officer with the Tulsa Police Force for 19-plus years.
Yes, sir, 17 years.
And are you married?
Yes, sir. Close to 15 years.
And I believe right now you're currently working the graveyard?
I'm on graveyard shift. Been there since May. Had either the fortunate or unfortunate experience of working for the chief of police 4 years prior to that. But it was a great learning experience, and I am now diametrically opposite. I'm working graveyard away from a lot of that, but I'm really enjoying being around the young officers again.
Now, your spouse, your wife, if someone happens to call at 10:30 or 11 at night, does her heart still stop?
You know, my wife, God has just sent me such a wonderful, godly woman. My wife, not only, and actually, my wife has been watching the news, and when an officer was slain with our agency, and knew that it was the area I worked, knew that I was at work, and I was actually present at the scene, and she didn't know for a number of minutes, you know, my condition, and she still to this day discusses that. My parents still discuss that feeling. But my wife is unique. My wife, when she was 4 years old, her father was slain in a line of duty. Her father was an Oklahoma Highway patrolman. He was brutally murdered along with three other patrolmen that day in 1978. And she was 4 years old. She remembers it vividly. And we deal with that, ramifications of that every day with the family that was left behind, with her growing up without a father, her father not there for a wedding, every Father's Day, every Christmas, every holiday. We know firsthand, you know, the death of a law enforcement officer, what it does to people. And so for my wife to marry me with all that in the background, I have the utmost respect for what she did, and I'm just so blessed to have her in my life.
Would you say as a church member, sometimes if something tragically happens, is our presence in their home just to be there? Not saying anything, but just being there, is it needed to let the spouse know that they're loved and cared for?
Absolutely. You know, and I know that when her mother and her lost her father, I know that the church was an integral part of that. Her father was a born-again Christian. Her mother was a recent convert to Christ, and this happened, and the church embraced them. And to this day, they'll discuss, they don't know how they would have made it without their church family, without God's people putting their arms around them. And sometimes there's nothing you can say. You know, we all are uncomfortable in those situations. Sometimes just being there, just people knowing that you are there and you love them is what it takes.
Being there the day of and the day after and a month after.
Yes.
People say it's the month after when everybody's gone and the meals are all used up and everybody's gone back to their lives. That's when it really sinks in. And is that why your organization, 10-4 Ministries, has this toll-free hotline that officers, first responders from around the country, and maybe even their spouses or family members can call and have a listening ear? Is that what the toll-free number's for?
Absolutely. And we also know that law enforcement in general are hesitant to seek help. And that is part of our culture. It's part of what we're brought into, especially those that are not believers. There's a lot of pride there. They don't want to seek help. And we see the ramifications of that. You know, the suicide rate for law enforcement is almost twice as high as the general public. The alcoholism rate is higher than the general public. The chemical dependency rate is higher. Divorce rate is upwards of 75% in certain law enforcement circles. And so we see the ramifications of non-believers. We see the ramifications of people not wanting to ask for help. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to show that support, to introduce them to the gospel, to help believers and to help non-believers, because we know that this is the world we live in, this is the profession we live in, and even though the world is bad, the law enforcement profession in general is facing even some more severe issues than the general public is.
Do you believe that the devil is after those first responders in a special, special way?
Well, absolutely. You know, they are the men and women that are standing in the gap in our communities and preventing the evil of this world to prey on the victims. And even when I wasn't a believer, you know, I sided very strongly with that. And within law enforcement circles, there is no doubt the devil is busy. The devil is busy at work. The enemy is there, and that is why we have got to embrace Christ. We've got to bring Christ alongside us. The believers that are in this profession, we are there to support you. We're there to encourage you. We're there to give you resources to give to others. In fact, anyone listening to this show that's a law enforcement officer, contact us on email. Tell me your law enforcement, and we will send you the book you discussed, Take Up the Shield, free of charge. We'll send you two if you want to give one away. That's how much we care for these law enforcement officers. If you're out there and you're not a believer, read this book. I read it when I wasn't a believer, and I still loved it. It's a book for both. If you're a believer and you want to give this book, you want to read it, you want to give the gospel to a coworker, email us. We will send it to you for free.
info@104ministries.org, and that's T-E-N-F-O-U-R. It's all spelled out. info@104ministries.org. We need to take a break and come back with a special project that 10-4 Ministries is involved in, equipping to give the life vest to officers around the country who cannot afford to buy one. A lot of agencies do not provide that shield for their officers. They got to buy them themselves. Many cannot. This organization has saved lives because they've given free vests to those who've asked. Toll-free number, 888-712-4395. We'll have that posted on our website at terrylowry.com. If you're driving down the freeway and you can't write it down, just go, remember, terrylowry.com. info@104ministries is their email. Their website is 104ministries.org. We'll be right back. And welcome back to the What's Up Radio program with your host, Terry Lowry. Still on the hotline is Officer Travis Yates. Friends, he's with 10-4 Ministries. The first two segments are already posted at terrylowry.com. When you can, go there. If you have a loved one, if you have somebody at your church, if you know someone that's a first responder, have them listen. Officer Yates, welcome back to the What's Up Radio program.
Thank you so much, sir.
And friends, on their website, if you just send them an email at info@104ministries.org, they'll send you a free copy of Take Up the Shield, comparing the uniform of the police officer and the armor of God. Friends, we have copies to give away, too. Just call our office. We'll send out. We've got a bunch. You just call and say, I'm a police officer. I need a copy. Or I have a son-in-law or a son or a daughter that's a first responder. Send me a copy. You can just call my office, 713-335-3400. Just tell me you need a copy of Take Up the Shield, and I'll send you a free copy myself. Officer Yates, thanks for giving us this extended interview. The next few minutes, let's talk about Take Up the Shield. What's that about?
The book project, sir, or the vest project?
The vest project.
Yes, we call it the Armor of God Project. Some people call it the Vest for Life Project. But about a year ago, I'll give you some background. Back in 2006, I went to the FBI National Academy, which is an 11-week management school with managers from all over the country, actually the world. And I became good friends with a Christian there by the name of Clint Reck. Clint is a lieutenant with the Muscle Shoals, Alabama Police Department. And we really hit it up talking about SEC football. And I know you folks down in Texas don't know a lot about
well,
that.
Well, I'm a Sooner. I'm a Sooner. And I did root for the Alabama Tide when they played the T-Sippers. So let's just go on.
Okay, I will. So Clint and I struck up a great friendship. Clint actually went back to his police department there at Muscle Shoals PD. Ended up giving all the officers a copy of Take Up the Shield. That was a project we were working on at the time. And about a year ago, I was in Muscle Shoals for a church conference. And I called Clint up and we met. And Clint tells me this story that just blew me away. Back in August of 2008, a friend that Clint goes to church with was doing a mission trip in the Philippines, and he was doing some work with the National Police Department. He says, you know, these police don't have bulletproof vests. Do you have some old bulletproof vests that I can take with me? It can help me introduce myself to the officers, and we can present Christ to them. And Clint went back to his department and found, I believe, four vests. And he sent four vests in a suitcase on a plane to the Philippines, and they handed these vests to the police officers there. And within that week, one of the officers wearing that vest tried to stop a car. The car took off. The car ended up at a dead end. The officer got out of his car. The suspect got out of that car. And he stuck a gun to the chest of the Philippine police officer and pulled the trigger. Got shot straight in the chest. He was wearing this vest from Alabama, and his life was saved. And Clint tells me this story, and I was just blown away by it. And so kind of collectively, I said, well, Clint, how come we don't continue this? And we just kind of said, well, I'm not sure. And so we kind of put our heads together. On April 1st of last year, 2009, we launched what's called the Armor of God Project. And what we do is policemen all over the country are given vests. There's a warranty of 5 years on those vests, and typically those vests are replaced. Well, just like the warranty on your television or your refrigerator or anything else, the vests generally are still good after 5 years, but they're replaced. And so these departments have these vests laying around. They don't know what to do with them. They can't just give them away. They can't destroy them. Or that if they do, it costs a lot of money. And so we take the vest off the hands of these departments, and we give the vest to officers that don't have one. And when we started this, we really thought we would be dealing with third world countries. You know, we assumed that everybody here in America were given bulletproof vests because Clinton and I are given a vest. You know, rain or shine, every 5 years we get a brand new vest. They're about $800 each. And we took that for granted. Well, when we put the website up on April 1st, vestforlife.com, we were surprised when the first application for a vest was an officer in upstate New York by the name of Ryan Austin. And Ryan worked at a small department, and he didn't have a bulletproof vest. He had gone and gotten size for one, and he didn't have the money to pay for it. And he was working the streets without a vest, and I was shocked. And we couldn't believe it. And we thought, well, surely this is an isolated incident. Well, I'm here speaking to you about 9 months later, and we're about to give away our 800th vest to officers, mostly right here in America. What we have been so blessed with is not only do we give them this vest that has the potential to save their lives here in this world, we also present them with the gospel of Jesus Christ in addition to that vest, which, of course, we know is the only thing that can give us eternal life. And so, you know, we've come into contact with over 800 officers in 9 months that we probably wouldn't have normally come in contact with. And it's all because of, you know, my good friend and God bringing us together in Quantico, Virginia over an 11-week period 4 years ago.
My. God schedules our lives. Friends, it's like when you get up in the morning, if you're wearing blue jeans, you can wear blue socks or black socks or maybe gray socks, or if you got brown shoes on, maybe brown socks. But you can choose. The same way with Jesus, you can choose to accept and follow or reject many of our neighbors. In fact, Barna did a study. 60% of our neighbors don't have a church home. The same survey found the easiest way to get someone to visit a church is for a neighbor to simply ask, "Would you like to come?" It is that simple. The same way with the gospel. 60% of people that you work with may not know Jesus Christ. Have you ever asked them? Friends, a copy of Take Up the Shield is available either on their website. You can just email 10-4 Ministries at info@10-4ministries.org. You can call me at my office, 713-335-3400. We'll send you a free copy. Financially, how can you afford Officer Yates to send out these free vests?
Well, you know, George Mueller has been a big impact on my life and this ministry's life. And of course, if you don't know the story of George Mueller, in the 1800s, he was a missionary, mainly in England. He took care of orphanages, and Mueller gave out millions of Bibles. He's provided for thousands of orphans, and he never once asked anybody for anything. God just provided. You know, there's a wonderful story where he has the plates and the forks and the spoons on the table for all of his kids that he's taken care of, and he had no money for food, and he prays, and the baker comes across and says, "Listen, I was awakened in the middle of the night and felt like I needed to bake you some food, and all the kids are fed." And time again, George Mueller documented his prayers to God and how God provided for him. And we live by that motto. We in fact, right on our website, we say we do not ask for anything, but we do ask for prayers. But we have had some individual donors that have been supporting us. Fortunately, we don't have a lot of overhead. We don't pay any salaries. We're all volunteer. And that's how we are able to give so much away, and that's important to us. These vests, we have shipped over $1 million worth of vests from agencies that were just sitting collecting dust. Agencies with the budget, with the economic times, we pay for the shipping of these vests to our warehouse, and then we will pay to ship a vest out to an individual. It costs about $10 to ship one vest to one officer. And of course, we've done that 800 times in the last year. And when a lot of ministries will say, you know, just a few dollars help, and that really is the case here. If you think about it, $10 will give someone a bulletproof vest and present them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. If not in person, we send tracts and books with that vest to give them a clear gospel presentation. And it's just been a blessing to be a part of. It's been a blessing to see God work through through introducing George Mueller to me, and then for us to take that approach. And let me just be you know, very clear here. We don't think it's unbiblical to ask for money. You know, we think that it's perfectly fine. There's lots of ministries that we respect that ask for funds monthly or weekly or yearly, and that is fine. But we just think that the audience that we are trying to attract, the law enforcement community, the first responder community, who is already a little hesitant to really want to discuss things of God and Christ and religion, we just feel like it's important that we don't push the financial aspect, you know, out there. And so, but God has blessed us with that. And the way we see it, God wants us to continue, He will provide it through His people, and it doesn't take any manipulation on our part to do that. And so, it's been amazing. You know, I'll be honest, we don't have a lot of money in the bank, but enough comes in to fill the need of the people that need vests. We've given out, in January alone, we gave out over 60 bulletproof vests, one of our busiest months yet. And, you know, it just seems like when a vest is donated to us, someone asks for a vest that they need that size. And then at the same time, we usually get a donation that covers the shipping of that vest. And so it's been a blessing to be a part of. You know, we've had a few people that asked for vests that were large. I'm talking 6'6", people, the way they grow them down in Texas, 6'6", 350 pounds. And I'm thinking, well, we don't have a vest that would fit this individual, because when you give out vests, you've got to give out vests that fit. That's the safety aspect of it. And sure enough, you know, in a few weeks, a vest is donated to us. It's that size. And so it has been really a blessing to sit back and watch God do the work here, because trust me, we aren't doing it. We're simply walking through the doors, walking through the opportunities that He's providing. And it's been really neat to be a part of.
Officer Travis Yates with 10-4 Ministries, bringing us up to date on the Armor of God Project. Friends, as God touches you, write that check. Their website, 10-4ministries.org, T-E-N-F-O-U-R, 10-4ministries.org. And again, friends, if you're an officer, if you're a first responder, fire, emergency, medical tech, policeman, you need somebody to talk to, 888-712-4395, 888-712-4395, toll-free number, 24/7, if you need to talk to someone. Friends, the founder wrote, "Take up the shield," comparing the uniform of the police officer and the armor of God. We have free copies. You can order a free copy from 10-4 Ministries by just emailing them at info@104ministries.org. Or you can call me, 713-335-3400, if you're a policeman, if you're a first responder, a family member, a close friend, and they need a copy. Just call me. I'll send you a free copy. 10-4 Ministries has been with us today. Officer Travis Yates, may God just put His hand of protection around you and yours. May He give you wisdom to be able to help first responders around the world. May God, through His blessings, provide for the different ministries that you oversee there. May you help save the lives of first responders, not only in Tulsa and Alabama, but around the world through this free Armor of God Project. May God just bless your socks off, and be a frequent guest and come back soon.
Thank you.